Walk FM is pleased to present Good News Radio, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Stephanie is working on something big in her room, and Lily just can't hold on to her curiosity any longer. Let's listen to find out what Stephanie's up to.
Come in.
Hi, Stephanie. What are you doing? What's that?
This is a tape measure, Lily.
What for?
For measuring my bedroom.
Why do you want to measure your bedroom?
Mom said I could rearrange my room and redecorate it, so I'm measuring things to see where I can move stuff around to.
You're redoing your room? Wow, what you gonna do? Is it gonna be something awesome? Are you making it a theme?
I think I'm just going to...
I think you should make it look like a castle in here. Actually, wait, the middle of the jungle would be cooler, or a savannah with a ton of stuffed animals everywhere for safari.
Lily, I'm not sure if...
Unless you would rather put a bunch of colors everywhere and make it look like an art studio exploded in here. That would look awesome. And I could help. I saw a video online where they threw balloons with paint in them at the wall. We could do that.
Lily, I can't do anything crazy like that. Though those are super fun ideas, but that's a lot bigger of a project than what I'm doing. I'm just moving some furniture, putting up a few pictures, and getting a new bedspread.
Oh, okay. I guess if you're doing something boring like that, I don't know what we should do then. Wait, have you already picked out a new bedspread?
No.
Stephanie, you could get a brown bedspread and silver pillowcases.
Why would I get those colors?
Because then it would look like you're sleeping on a big chocolate bar every night.
That definitely sounds like something you would want for your room, Lily. I just don't think it's quite the change I'm looking for.
Well, it would be cool.
Maybe next time. I had mostly been thinking about how I wanted to move the bed and where to put my new bookshelf. But your ideas reminded me that I want to do something new on the wall. I'm just not sure what yet, but not jungle or safari.
I know. What about Bible verses?
Why Bible verses?
Remember what we learned in Good News Club? Miss Suki said that we should always be thinking about the Bible and praying. If you put verses on your walls, you'll be thinking about what God says all the time.
Well, we should be thinking about God and His ways, but you know, Lily, you don't need verses on a wall to be able to think about the Bible or what God says. Miss Suki was saying that God's word and prayer should be in every part of our lives.
Including your bedroom?
Well, yes. I should think about God and the Bible even in my bedroom. Do you remember the verse Miss Suki read? It was from Joshua.
I think so. Do you mean the one that said something about the Bible never leaving us?
Yes, that's the one. I still have my quiet time sheet and the verses on that. Where is it? I know it's around here somewhere.
Maybe you need to get something to organize your desk too. And not a new bookshelf.
Thanks, Lily. Aha! Here it is. Okay, here's what it says. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
Yes, that's the verse. What does that mean?
What do you think that verse means? Find out when Good News Radio returns in 10 minutes.